What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 179, produced by Darris Dameron. Toby Altizer's alongside. I'm Grant Paulson. Why don't we just start with the five-game losing streak here. The Nats are now minus 54 in run differential. They are now 7 under 500 at 17-24. They got smoked pretty good in this series by the St. Louis Cardinals. Three runs scored after being shut out, two runs on Saturday, and then just one on Sunday.
Yeah, you're not going to win many ball games when you only score three runs in a series, much less when you give up 20 to the opposing team. And, you know, how fitting was it that Eric Fetty comes back with the Cardinals? And he's actually been struggling. He'd been good since he's come back from playing overseas. He's been struggling this season. He comes back, throws a complete game shutout. And frankly, Grant, the team looked like they'd been out all night Thursday night, which they were. They were at the Capitals game, and the only person that really showed up all series, it looked like the whole team was hungover aside from C.J. Abrams. If you look at this this series, they were outscored 20-3, and C.J. Abrams had a really good series. He was 7 for 13, a .538 average. Everybody else, Grant, 10 for 75, a .133 average. So outside of C.J., there was not much offense going on for this team, and even C.J., it was more so singles than a lot of extra base hits, but at least he was able to do something. There just was not much going for this offense this weekend series against the Cardinals, and maybe some of it is the pitching. You know, Fetty, I thought, was good. Miles Michaelis, I thought, was good. But Andre Pallante, I mean, that dude shoving against you going 7 1/3, that can't happen. Frankly, scoring three runs against, you know, those are some solid pitchers, but all those guys came in with over four ERAs, and they all look like Cy Young Award winners. So that was a difficult series to watch for the offense.
Yeah, I'd push back on the idea of like really good pitching over bad offense. I mean, sure, really good pitching, they were very good, but I think, you know, the Nats made it too easy at times, respectfully to Eric Fetty and to Michaelis. Like, these are not front of the rotation star pitchers. This is not plus plus stuff, right? They located, they mixed pitches, they had good plans, they showed some pitchability. Like, all of those things are true. But we've seen this with the Nats pretty frequently this season. Like, there's just a lot of games where it feels like they're way too easy to pitch to, where it's the sixth inning and they've had a couple of base runners, right? And you know, maybe they've got one or two hits and they're both singles. And we just saw that throughout this entire series. But as you said, it's a lopsided a three-game set as you're going to get. The Cardinals came in very hot, by the way. They have won eight straight now, so they feel really good about themselves. They'd won five in a row coming into this three-game series, and the Nats didn't do anything to pour cold water on them. You mentioned Abrams, so I guess we could start with a semi-positive. He has looked very good at the plate, even while the team has struggled. He's kind of sustained himself here in the last few days, reached base safely in 16 consecutive games, which ties a career-high on-base streak for him going back to April of 2024. Remember that amazing months he had. And over that span now in 16 games, that's a 24-for-65 clip offensively for him. Third three-hit game in his last four games on Sunday as well, dunking some singles in, finishing 3-for-4. So he was absolutely on fire. Not a whole lot of slug, not a whole lot of power, but he's a top-of-the-order guy. So for him to get on base generally is a really good thing. He can also theoretically steal, although that wasn't much of a factor in this series for Washington, perhaps by design, I'm not really sure. He was pretty stationary, and then you didn't get a whole lot in the way of extra base hits from the middle of the order to bring him in. Speaking of which, as great as James Wood has been all year, and he was productive in this series again compared to the other Nationals, in Sunday's finale, he did not reach base. So he snapped what was a career-long 20-plus game on-base streak of getting on base. So CJ's 16-gamer is now longest on the team as Wood took an 0-for-4 on a very, very rare day where he didn't draw a walk.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody else, it's disappointing, but you watch CJ's at-bats and they're really, really encouraging. And I think the thing I like about what CJ's doing right now is sometimes to me, Grant, he tries to do a little bit too much. Throughout his career, he's been someone that tries to live up to the moment versus just kind of taking what's given to him and hitting the ball where it's pitched. And right now, he's not doing that. And you saw that a couple of times in the game on Sunday where the ball's pitched low and away, and he's able to just serve it into left field. And that's not typically his strong suit. He can hit it the other way, but he's more so a pull side guy. But seeing him just have the nice, smooth swing, which he's got one of the sweetest swings on the team, and just seeing him be able to serve balls to left field where it's not going to be his strong suit, it's not where he's going to live, but if that's what's given to you, then just take it. And he's taking singles the other way. He's serving balls the other way really, really consistently right now. And, you know, he's naturally going to pull the ball. He's naturally going to pull the ball over the fence. That's where his power comes. But, you know, not trying to do too much, not trying to force it, because sometimes he'll get into that funk and you'll end up with ground balls to second base all the time. I think he just looks really locked in right now. I think he's not trying to do too much at the plate. He's just doing exactly what's given to him, and his swing is good enough. He's talented enough that he can just go out there and take advantage. And so seeing him swing the bat like this, he's been a streaky hitter throughout his career. So, you know, hopefully this is something that he's able to sustain this hot streak for a while. But then once he kind of comes out of that hot streak, don't take that huge dip like we've seen last year where he'd have a spectacular month and then he'd have a horrendous month and a spectacular month and then another horrendous month. You know, just seeing if he can find some of that consistency. But right now he's swinging the bat really, really well, and he's kind of the only one that did that in the Cardinals series. And overall, he's been their best hitter over the last couple of weeks.
Hey, you and I are kind of suckers for walk-up music. A couple of notes. I did not hear this before, so if this is not new, then I'll just wear it. But Josh Bell today, did you notice, as we tape on Sunday on Mother's Day, I was at the ballpark with my wife, and happy Mother's Day to her and our three kids. We'll have four as of this summer, and we were all at the ballpark enjoying ourselves today, which was very, very cool. But Bell came up to Pink Pony Club, which my daughter was jumping around and fired up about. Did you notice that? And look, he went 1-for-4, but he did double for the first time all year, 104 miles an hour. And he also hit a ball on the screws on a flyout. So a much better day than we're accustomed to from Josh Bell in what I believe was game one with Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, so it was kind of funny. There's an MLB Twitter account called Jay Cuda, and he posts usually just kind of funny memes and various different things. And he had tweeted
out the White Sox guy. That guy's hilarious.
He is hilarious. And he had tweeted out last night that Josh Bell was the only qualified hitter in baseball this season that had zero doubles, and made a simple graphic that says has not hit a double this year with Josh Bell's picture. And his first AB today with Pink Pony Club, first day as his walk-up song, he hit a double. So he's no longer in the double-less club in Major League Baseball. He has made it.
So, I love that.
So, that's his first time using that. So take that for what it's worth.
The other guy today that actually did something was Nathaniel Lowe, who hit his seventh home run. By the way, he's hit for more power. We can come back to this when we actually want to have a real baseball discussion on that. Than I thought he would, having seven home runs already at this point this season. He's reached base safely in 23 of his last 29 games, but he changed his walk-up song to Low Rider. And it's funny because you and I were talking about that the other night at the ballpark. And then my wife today at the game, she's like, oh, he comes up to Low Rider. I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's a great walk-up song. I'm like, I think it's new. I think he just started it this homestand. But you're kind of on this and observant about these things. But you said that was new with their series going back a few days ago, right?
Yeah, I think that one's new, and credit to him, because that's been something that a lot of Nationals Twitter has been throwing out there, calling him the Low Rider, and so him kind of embracing it. And I noticed when they hit the home run, they started playing Get Low in the ballpark, so they're embracing the Low name there. It's cool when you got guys that kind of buy into what the fan base is saying and follow along. And, you know,
and especially if there's spontaneity, Tobes, like, yes. If it kind of comes not forced or anything silly, but, you know, fans are doing something and you kind of see that, you play along and add to their experience and they feel like they're a part of it. I think that's pretty cool. But, you know, if you compare his, like, particulars from last year to this year, almost everything is worse. What I mean by that is, like, his, you know, X batting average, or, you know, across the board, like, barrel percentage and hard hit percentage and a lot of that stuff. But I will say his expected slug is now 42nd percentile from last year when he was 34th percentile. He's chasing at a rate that's much higher than he did last year. He's still very, very good at it. 67th percentile last year, it was 82nd. And he was pretty elite at not striking out, like whiff percentage this year, 55th percentile. Strikeout percentile was 17th last year. Whiff percentage was 72nd. Strikeout was 45th. He walked at a rate that was 97th percentile. That's down to 65th. So, I mean, I'm not sitting here suggesting he's been as good a player this year offensively, like even as he was last year, right? Last year's expected batting average for the year was 252. Right now it's about 255, which is comparable. But I think what you've seen is more power from him. You know, we talked about him before the season, and kind of the book we provided was he's going to be around 17 to 20 home runs. Well, right now he's got 7 home runs already as we talk on May 11th. Like, this has not been a 20 plus home run first baseman. I don't know if part of the plan was they signed me to, you know, be a power hitter, but he's produced runs. He's one of the better hitters in the league with runners in scoring position. He's been incredibly clutch in big spots, driving home runs this year. And then on top of that, he's just hitting for more power than he traditionally has.
Yeah, I think he's been really, really good for this team in terms of, I think he's a really good veteran leader in that clubhouse. I think having some of that championship pedigree brought over, I think is really, really big for this ball club and helping out some of these young guys that are going through it for the first, second, third or fourth time, kind of the young guys that, you know, frankly, some of these young guys have been here the entire time, and we know what's been here. It hasn't been winning. So having a guy that's come from a winning organization be able to bring some of that here. And yeah, he's given you a little bit more power. He's been good with runners in scoring position. I think he's kind of struggled a little bit in that aspect this last week, but comes through on Sunday and gives you a couple of runs with a home run there. So you're at least happy to see that. But I think overall you have to be happy with what you've gotten there. You gave up a middle reliever, which frankly they could use Robert Garcia right now, but you tell me 9 times out of, or basically 10 times out of 10 that I could trade a middle reliever for an everyday first baseman, I'm going to do it. And I think he's lived up to everything that they've wanted. I mean, even if he's never a, you know, great middle of the order bat, like that's what he's going to be for this team, middle of the order, because they just don't have other options. But I think he's been really, really good for this team in terms of being able to drive in runs. He's got a lot of RBIs and he's been impressive, and the power's up, like you pointed out. It's not something that we really expected. We expected this to be a kind of a doubles guy and come up clutch in big spots, and he's done those things, but he's also hit the ball over the wall. So be interesting to see, because usually you would think that the power numbers increase as the weather gets a little bit warmer, and he's already got these numbers and we're just a couple of weeks into May. So it'll be interesting to see if that's something that continues throughout the season, or maybe he just had a power surge early.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In the year.
One other thing on Nathaniel Lowe. Just looking over the differences, because I'm trying to see some of these percentiles are pretty stark from a year ago to now, and that they've, you know, regressed a little bit, even though I think, as I said, he's been pretty good. Also, I would say last year he went the other way a lot more, you know, in like 23 was the power's always been more pull side, but he did hit like 6 home runs the opposite field. He's got 2 to the opposite field, including today's this year. But what's interesting is his bat speed, and this might be something maybe I'll ask someone about, or maybe we can ask him if we bump into him in the clubhouse or whatever, but his bat speed is down fairly, I would imagine, substantially, from like 73.3 to 71.9, which is kind of weird to me, like 29 years old, prime of your career. I don't know why that would be, but just kind of interesting. If you look at like his percentile of bat speed, 48th percentile this year, last year he was 73rd percentile. That's pretty stark.
Yeah, it's interesting. And that bat speed metric is still new enough, Grant, that I'm not fully sure what to make of it all the time. Obviously, you would generally think swing harder, the better. But sometimes for guys, it's swing harder and you miss a little bit more.
So sure, but I would just say that the power hitters in the sport swing harder, right? And the guys that have bigger exit velocities. Now, his exit velos have not changed. Just looking at those, they're almost identical year over year. But like, you know, the dudes that do damage swing hard, right? You have big exit velocities, generally bat speed metrics match up with that. And it doesn't mean you can't hit effectively. Now, a lot of times, if you look at the guys with the slowest bats in the sport, it stands to reason most of them are not great offensive players, but they're also guys like Luis Arraez, right? It's oftentimes smaller guys, a guy like a Jacob Young, I would expect to not have great bat speed or whatever. It's the smaller, more like diminutive guys. And generally that means a little less exit velocity, a little less slug, a little less pop. But I don't know. I'm curious. I would have to ask a grown-up about why it'd be down a couple.
Yeah, maybe it's points. Something with the chase percentage being up and you're maybe getting off balance a little bit more and you're not
defensive.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, that's something interesting that we'll have to monitor for sure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.